In an outdoor exhibit that's a little bit departure briefing and a little bit Disney World, the commercial space company Blue Origin has the tallest thing on Boeing Plaza at AirVenture Oshkosh 2017. It's their first reusable rocket booster called New Shepard that has made four trips to space, and next to it is a full-scale mock-up of the New Shepard crew capsule, a six-person suborbital spacecraft for space tourists in which I had the Blue Origin experience. It's white with blue trim, blue of course, and shaped like a gumdrop, conical with a blunted point, and six big windows make it look more like an airship gondola than a spaceship. Our tour guide is Ariane Cornell, head of astronaut strategy and sales at Blue Origin.
So Mike, as we approach the capsule, I want to stop here first for a moment and tell you a little bit about the New Shepard rocket, the New Shepard booster that we have here. So the one that you see in front of you is our historic booster. This is the rocket that flew into space. It was the first rocket to fly into space over 100 kilometers and come back to land. So we did that in November of 2015. Subsequently, this same rocket, the same hardware, flew four more times for a total of five flights on this rocket. So she is she's been our workhorse, and we're very, very proud of her.
And she shows the marks of having been back through the atmosphere. The bottom, probably 20% of the booster, has scorch marks all over it, and they didn't come from the engine, did they?
So actually, what they have come from is our last flight. We did an escape test. So in the capsule, we've got a solid rocket motor, 70,000 pounds of thrust fire within 2 seconds to get the crew capsule far and fast away from the booster if the system or we detect any issue. So on the last test, we tested the escape motor in flight. So at max Q, maximum dynamic pressure at about 20,000 feet, we fired the solid rocket motor and the capsule got away and the booster kept pushing through the plume of the escape motor, which is why it got seared as it continued on into space. The rocket then came down and landed. And now we were very excited about this because actually, nominally speaking, the rocket wasn't designed for that. If you use the escape motor, it's because something bad happened with the rocket. But we wanted to get this specific rocket back because it was our historic rocket. So we made some hardware tweaks, some software tweaks, crossed our fingers, and sure enough, she came home to us so we can share it for everybody.
The Blue Origin rocket is 55 feet tall and has what Cornell called a deeply throttling engine that cuts thrust from 110,000 pounds to as little as 20,000 pounds for a very soft landing.
Why is that important for us? The softer we bring back New Shepard to land, the less refurbishment we have to do in between flights. And for us, that's key at Blue Origin because we want to get more like this aviation model of kind of gas and go. So how do we limit the amount of refurbishment that goes in between flights? So that's why, getting back to it, why that rocket engine is so important. All right, so just watch your head and your step here as you get in.
Then it's time to climb six stairs and go through a generously sized hatch into the Blue Origin crew capsule. Now, throughout this recording, you will hear the sound of piston aerobatic practice. This is not a part of the simulation, but of course, this was an AirVenture morning, and we were right on Boeing Plaza.
All right. So, I encourage you to take a seat, or if you want to stand, but you should at some point sit in the seat and experience what it feels like, because these are beautiful seats.
Will do. So we're in a circular capsule that's, what, how far across? Maybe 12 feet across?
Exactly, 12 feet across. This has a lot more volume, you'll notice, than what Alan Shepard had on his flight back in 1961. This crew capsule was made for the tourism experience. So the other thing that hopefully you've noted as you've gotten into the capsule are these large windows. So there are six windows at 1,000 square inches each. All six of them together comprise over a third of the capsule. So it really is makes it feel very spacious.
And there's a seat in front of every window, and the seats are parallel to the window. So it puts your head much closer to the glass than it would be if you were, say, along the axis from the center to the outside.
So yeah, six seats, six windows. Nobody's going to be fighting over a window seat once we go once you're up in space. But what's also nice about how close the seats are to the windows that when you're upon ascent and landing, when you're in your seat, you can look out of the window, you can look down. So upon ascent, you can see the Earth receding away from you. And also on the way back down on descent, you'll see the Earth coming back at you. You don't have to move your head very much. It's pretty simple. And that was one of the design elements that we wanted to put into the capsule.
How many Gs will a passenger experience?
Right. So our passengers are going to experience 3 Gs on ascent. And on descent, actually, is where you're going to get your peak Gs at just over 5 Gs. But just for a moment when you're re-entering the atmosphere.
At this point, a technician who climbed into the capsule with us when we entered picks up a tablet computer, taps it, and starts the simulation.
So I'll tell you a little bit what it would be like to be an astronaut and in the astronaut experience with Blue Origin. So you're going to come down to West Texas. It's about two hours east of El Paso, Texas. Let's say, Mike, that you were flying on a Wednesday. Maybe you'd come out on a Monday evening, late Monday. You'd get to meet the rest of your crew members who are going to be flying with you. You're also going to be able to meet what we call crew member 7, who's going to be the man or woman who is instructing you. So the day before flight, you're going to get a full, intense but fun day of training down at our West Texas facility. We're going to teach you ingress, how to get into your seats, how to buckle in, how to do egress, how do you unbuckle. Emergency procedures, we want you to feel comfortable if anything were to happen. But we're also going to teach you what we call zero-G etiquette. So once you're up in space, we want to make sure that you know when you're doing those somersaults, how do you do it so you can enjoy it, but also so your crewmates enjoy it, so there's no kung fu fighting in space, right? So what we're going to do next is we're going to put you to bed, wake you up early, walk you out to the crew tower, and get you into your seat for your flight.
What will I be wearing?
You're going to be wearing, and here we are, we can hear the rumble of the takeoff. You're going to be wearing a flight suit. It's a shirt sleeve environment, which means that we've designed it so that you don't need a helmet. We're going to get you a sweet flight suit, maybe some soft shoes, so that, again, it's a comfortable flight for everybody. But we're also going to give you some earbuds so you've got communication down with the ground, with Capsule Command. Communication.
Okay, so here I am at 557 and 570 miles an hour, and I can see out my window the ground disappearing, the brown dirt of Texas disappearing below me.
Exactly. So the capsule and the booster launch together up to 75 kilometers, or about 250,000 feet. That's when the capsule separates from the booster and continues up into space over the Kármán line, 100 kilometers up, or about 330,000 feet.
Separation just happened.
You just heard separation. The booster's going to return back to Texas. It lands just 2 miles north of where it's taken off from. At this point, you and the capsule, you're going to start to feel your zero G, so you're going to unbuckle. You're going to start turning your somersaults. You're going to float across the cabin. You might just do a Superman across the capsule here. But I would say, you know, I don't know about you, but for me, one of the things after I'm done with my somersault is I would spend the rest of my time gazing out of these big, gorgeous windows.
And then the gauge says we're at 334,000 feet,
exactly.
Going 220 miles an hour and dropping quickly.
Well, exactly, because basically you get up to your peak altitude, you get up to apogee, slow down, and that's when the capsule starts returning to Earth, and that's when you're going to speed up very quickly. But you've still got a couple of minutes of weightlessness to turn about the cabin.
And so my monitor says return to seat in 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Get back in your seat.
Exactly.
Strap in now.
So the whole flight is 11 minutes long, 4 of which at the top are your zero-G is your zero-G experience. And yes, we're going to tell you to buckle back in because you have to be ready for when the drogue chutes come out. These are essentially the guiding parachutes, and they will be followed shortly here by the main parachutes. You come down under 3 parachutes. through three very large, colorful parachutes that slow down your descent so that you can enjoy your return. You're at about 8,500 feet or so when those parachutes come out. So you've got a nice, soft, smooth ride back to our facility down in Texas. Now, just at the last second, we've got a retrothrust system that fires us at the base of the capsule. It basically lets out a whoosh. You'll hear it in a second here. That's an air cushion, if you will, that makes it very nice and soft. So you're only coming in at about 1 or 2 miles an hour by the time you touch down.
Here we are at 20 miles an hour, altitude 200 feet.
Closing quickly. And there you go.
There's the air cushion.
Touchdown. You're an astronaut, Mike. So after you've landed, once we give you the clear, we're going to allow our passengers to get out of the capsule. The recovery crew is going to come meet you just a couple of minutes later. Of course, for a celebration to celebrate you becoming an astronaut, getting your astronaut wings or an astronaut feather, a Blue Origin feather, because we really do think that this is going to be a life-changing experience for many people. It's I don't know if you've heard of something called the overview effect that astronauts feel once they get up and see the Earth from space. You know, at 100 kilometers, you're going to see the blackness of space. You're going to see the limb of the Earth. You're going to see the colors popping up at you. I mean, the juxtaposition between the colors and the blackness. I mean, fingers crossed. I hope I get to get up there myself to see it. But it gives you this, again, it's a life-changing perspective. It makes you realize that we are an Earth without borders. And we hope that your listeners will come join us up in space in the next year or two.
That's Ariane Cornell, head of astronaut strategy and sales at Blue Origin, who took EAA Radio through the Blue Origin experience at AirVenture Oshkosh 2017. For EAA Radio, I'm Mike Morgan.